Okay, the time is 1:30. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'd like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress back together out of recess, back to we're in session. I've been informed by the clerk that it's necessary to take roll call. So roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Up here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse. Mm-hmm. Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn. Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Okay, we do have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the journal. Take a few moments, a few minutes to look at the journal from April the 3rd.
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I have a couple of things that I found on page one under opening prayer. I believe Assistant Chief Redcorn spells his last name with a space in between.
Okay, thank you.
And further, on page three, under motions inter committee of the whole, Pratt is missing T. Under motion to suspend the rules for confirmation of Cinda Shangrew, there's no vote list.
It was you.
Thank you.
Okay. And then further down the page, motion to suspend the rules for Eddie Red Eagle. His last name is also with a space. And then further down in the document on page seven, the same thing.
Thank you.
That's it.
Madam Clerk, this is
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Mason. Was that Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Did you have something?
No, that was not me.
Oh, my apologies. There seemed
Mr.
to be
Mr. Speaker Whitehorn.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I just have one question also on page five, the last motion to suspend the rules, the vote count of 12 yeas and zero nays. I seem to recall a different vote count on that. Is that correct?
Mr. Speaker, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Whitehorn will look into that, and if there's a correction, we will get that adjustment made into the journal. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, everyone. I believe I did vote no for the rule of suspension that Maria Whitehorn is speaking of.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Speaker Tillman.
Congressman Walker.
Not a big deal here. On page four, bills and resolutions on first reading, there's authorized and appropriate $14 million was left off.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Not chair would entertain a motion.
This is Stabler. Motion to approve the journal as amended.
So motion on the floor.
Second, Walker.
Seconded by Congressman Walker. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees at this time?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Pratt.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Excuse me. The Rules, Ethics, and Aggressment Committee met. We're reporting ONCA 2002. An act to amend the Treasury Law 15 ONC Section 311 and to insert Section 2323 to require continuous access to financial records to the Osage Nation Congress and add a penalty for preventing access and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Eli Potts. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. And also, ONCR 2008 to approve a new fiscal year 2021 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues to establish budget outlays for the branches as well as for the next 5 years. The sponsor is Eli Potts. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Any other reports of select committees?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, sir. Government Operations Committee met on April the 3rd of 2020 to consider CA 13, an act to amend ONCA 1430. To revise the compensation of the chief trial judge and associate judges of the Osage Nation Trial Court in accordance with Article 8 of the Osage Nation Constitution and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Eli Potts. The final committee action was a pass recommendation with 6 yes votes, Goodfox, Potts, Tillman, Walker, Maker, and Big Horse voting yes. And that's it.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse, which we are on reports of select committees, and that moved us into reports of standing committees. Are there any other reports from any other standing committees? Seeing none, we will move on to agenda item number 7, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm reading an ONCA 2032, which is an act to increase the burial assistance benefit to $7,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 2033, which is an act to authorize and appropriate $8,500,000 to the Osage to the High Education Scholarship Fund out of 2021 fiscal year fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. I would like to read in ONCA 20-34, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,166,000 from the permanent fund to the Treasury for Osage Nation government operations and government services, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards.
Reading in ONCR 2009, a resolution to support and express appreciation for all of the first responders of the Osage Nation for their dedication, courage, and service in helping our communities in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Also, ONCR 2010, which is a resolution to support and express appreciation for the employees of the Wasatchi Health Center for their dedication, courage, and service in caring for patients in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. And ONCR 2011, a resolution to support and express appreciation for all legislative branch employees for their dedication, courage, and service in the face of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Speaker, at this time, I move to place ONCR 2009, 2010, and 2011 on general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
There is a motion with a second. Rule suspension, no discussion, roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason. Congressman Mason.
Congressman Mason, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay. We're on a roll call vote for the, were you able to hear the motion, sir?
Yes, I had it on mute. I'm sorry. My vote is yes.
Thank you, sir.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
20 border. Can I call for that now?
Excuse me?
Well, I had a point of order we couldn't discuss. I had a point of order. We had a question.
Once the vote is started, we need to complete the vote.
Okay, no.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Motion passes. Congressman Walker, did you have a point of order?
No, we should move on.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
This is Alice. I don't have a, well, it is kind of a point of order. We couldn't debate in the last vote, but I was just wondering if we're going to include the executive branch. Because Wasatchi Clinic is mentioned in a bill, and so is legislative, but we still have people in the executive branch that are going into work like food distribution and a few other programs, as I understand it.
Okay, they are going to general order day 2 where amendments can be proposed at that time, even from the executive side. No, from us. Going back, ONCA 20-32 will be assigned to the Culture Committee. ONCA 20-33 will be assigned to the Education Committee. ONCA 20-34 is assigned to Government Operations. We are now on...
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to request that ONCA 2034 be assigned to the Appropriations Committee, where similar legislation is currently assigned. I'd like to make a motion to appeal the decision of the chair and request that ONCA 2034 be assigned to the Appropriations Committee.
Second.
Where was that second from?
Edwards.
Give us one moment, please. Congressman Big Horse.
I believe this piece of legislation in year 20-34 is going to replace another legislation. Am I correct with that?
I'm sorry, Congressman Big Horse. It was difficult hearing what you were saying. Could you repeat that, please?
ONCA-34 replaces another piece of legislation.
I don't believe so. 20-34 is a new piece of legislation. Okay, the clerk is looking up the vote count for the motion.
Can I have a point of order, Edwards?
Just a second, please. Well, I want to take care of what you're looking for first. Congresswoman Edwards.
My question is, can the campus, I think this has happened before, campus speaker just voluntarily reassign it without a motion?
The motion's been made, and it has a second.
I can withdraw the motion if the speaker is willing to assign it to the Appropriations Committee.
Speaker is not willing to reassign it to the Appropriations Committee. There is no debate. So repeat the motion.
Motion is to challenge the decision of the chair and place ONCA 2034 in the Appropriations Committee.
Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yeah.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Speaker Tillman.
No. Motion fails. Next item, number 8, General Order Day 2. Where amendments may be proposed. ONCR 20-01, a resolution to recognize the employees of Osage Casinos for their perseverance in the face of Governor Stitt's claims about the compact. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? If not, ONCR 20-01 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment.
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and hold ONCR 2001 on general order day two on tomorrow's agenda.
Second, Edwards.
So motion on the floor with a second. No discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. Motion passes. Next, we are on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 20-02. An act to amend the Treasury Law 15, ONC Section 2-311, and to insert Section 323 to require continuous access to financial records to the Osage Nation Congress and add a penalty for preventing access, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'm close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, sir. I'm in favor of the piece of legislation. I know how hard it is to get documentation. However, the penalty is too steep for me. I had an amendment, but it seemed like this group legislation is moving too fast, and I didn't get it in time. That being said, I'm going to be voting no on this legislation. And thank you, sir.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Seeing none, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I waive my time.
Question is, shall ONCA 20-02 pass?
Congressman Mason.
Is that Mason?
Yes, sir.
No.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Speaker Tillman.
No. Bill fails. Next is ONCR 20-08, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2021 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues to establish budget outlays for the branches as well as for the next 5 years. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill, this resolution at this time?
Mr. Speaker, Whitehorn.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, this bill came through the Appropriations Committee and we worked on it looking at established documentation that has been submitted to Congress for the purpose of getting this resolution together. We all know that since we've gotten those documents that things have changed. There's a high level of uncertainty about what the future looks like for the nation as far as revenues and projections in 2020 and 2021. I'm not sure how long we're going to continue on in this session and be able to get more accurate reporting. I don't think it really exists right now. So I'm in favor of going ahead and voting for this projected revenue resolution because I feel like it's a requirement and it can always be amended as our situation and circumstances unfold. So I'm going to support voting for the projected revenue resolution so there'll at least be one established and we can come back and revisit the totals later is my view on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this resolution at this time?
Speaker Thomas.
Is that Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. I plan on voting no, and I guess I would say almost for the somewhat the same reason that Congresswoman Whitehorn just stated. Due to the uncertainty, and we've done this before. It's, you know, an extra however much money comes in, we have to go back and amend it. And just like she said, I don't know how long we're going to be, but I'm not comfortable just going ahead and saying we're just going to pass it because as of right now, it specifically states on line 95, the Osage Nation Congress anticipates revenue increases from recent expansions from Osage Nation Gaming Enterprises. Etc. And as we said, that's just like she said, new information came in. We got some new information that come in that doesn't make that statement quite true. So I'm going to vote no today. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Any other members that wish to speak for or against this resolution at this time?
Edwards.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm thinking that we are bound by the law with respect to passing a resolution by a date certain, so I would ask the sponsor to speak to that. The way that we get additional information regarding projected revenue is through formal channels from the bodies that are delivering that money and from recommendation of commissions that are set up for that purpose. So in the absence of formal communication and then with respect to answering the question about whether the law requires it, if the law requires it, then I will vote yes. If it doesn't, then I will vote no. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this resolution at this time?
Speaker Tillman, this is RJ.
Congressman Walker.
So we had a lengthy debate about this resolution during the Appropriations Committee, and it primarily centered on task, whether it was restricted or tribal. I wholeheartedly believe that task should be listed as restricted revenue. Same thing as their statements to third-party billing for clinics. I voted no during the committee meeting. I'll be voting no today. We even have more information that enlightens us that this projection is almost certainly going to be, or certainly going to require to be amended, because it's unfortunately and sadly going to end up being inaccurate. So for those two reasons, I'm a no vote as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this resolution at this time? Seeing none, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will only add that this is a legal requirement by Osage law. I encourage a yes vote. Thank you very much.
The question is, shall ONCR 20-08 pass?
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Speaker Tillman.
No. Resolution fails. Next item on the agenda, we are in motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, sir. Government operations will be meeting today at 3:30. We have some important legislation, so thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Are there any other motions and notices at this time? Seeing none, Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Second.
We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Thank you.
Send it to me. Send it to me, and I'll forward it to everybody so I can tell them what number it's.